The Diary of Captain Robert Falcon Scott, chronicling the first expedition to the South Pole in the year of our Lord 1910. Day 1. After a long and rough journey aboard the Terra Nova, we'd finally arrived. I hoped that our journey to the Pole should take no more than 30 days, as halfway here I suddenly remembered I'd forgotten to tell my wife where I was going and fear that she may be worried.
Gee, it's cold.
Yes, sir.
Very cold.
Very cold indeed, sir.
Brewer, eh? Brewer.
Yes, it's rather chilly.
Yes. To be honest, I wasn't expecting it to be this cold.
Nor was I, sir.
Nor me. I was quite surprised.
I feel sort of silly now.
Why's that, Captain?
Well, I've only packed short-sleeved shirts.
My companions on this incredible adventure are Captain Lawrence Oates, a headstrong lad in his 30s, not the greatest of company and no stranger to a row or two, Lieutenant Bowers, our muscle man, navigator and fellow in charge of the horses. Dr. Wilson is the least experienced of the crew in terms of exploration, but he was invited to join us because of his medical knowledge and the fact his father was a mason. Petty Officer Evans is a working class lad who's familiar with hard graft. He hasn't been to college and was only employed for reasons of ethnic diversity. Although I do not know any of these men well, I feel sure when I say that they're as near perfection as experience can direct.
So how do we feel after the first day, lads?
Good, sir.
Very good, sir.
You seem to have caught a bit of a sniffle there, Evans.
No, sir. I'll be right, sir.
Did I see you vomiting earlier, too?
Nothing to worry about, sir. I always do that when I'm excited, sir.
It was a curious shade of black, Mr. Evans.
Don't concern yourself with it, Doc. The cold weather's good for the ulcer anyway. I'll be fine once I get some dinner inside me.
Ah, yes, dinner. Who has the rations?
Ah, yes. Here we go, lads. What's this? It's peanuts.
Is this all we have?
Well, it's all I have.
But peanuts won't suffice for a main meal.
But it's quite a big bag.
Apparently I was in charge of rations, and not everyone is as content with peanuts as I am. Evans has an allergy, and Dr. Wilson spouted some waffle about nutritional content. I told him that it was good enough for Shackleton, and therefore good enough for us. My opinion was sadly vetoed, and we dined that night on horse dung.
So, how is it then?
This is good, actually. I could eat more of this.
Aren't you having any, Captain?
You know, I'm okay, actually. I had a big meal on the Terra Nova. I'm still stuffed from that.
That was quite some time ago, sir. Are you sure you won't have any?
Well, what does it taste like?
It tastes like shit.
The grind of walking has instantly taken its toll on us. Our boots rubbed terribly and did little in the form of insulation. I'm charged with thoughts of starting as I mean to go on. I tried my best to pass this enthusiasm on to the crew, but there were complaints about our transport.
Sorry, sir. Far be it from me to speak out of turn, but when you said we'd be taking horses on this trek, I thought they'd be pulling the sledges.
Yes, Evans?
Well, for the last 25 miles, I've not only pulled my own sledge through the snow, but I've also had to pull my horse.
It was far from my knowledge, but it turns out horses can't walk on snow. And they eat rather a lot too. A whole bag of peanuts between two of them, and they were still hungry for more. The consensus among the crew was to terminate the horses and to carry on without them. We drew straws and Evans lost, but I wouldn't let a member of the working classes use my gun, so I shot them myself. Captain Oates suggested that we ate the horses, but I vetoed the idea on the grounds that we're not French.
right, Doc?
Much better now the weather's cleared up. It's much easier to walk, isn't it?
What are you talking about, Doc?
It's easier to walk, you know, when the ground's clear.
What's the matter with you? Can't you see what this white stuff is?
What white stuff?
What do you think it is? Dandruff?
Oh, my God, no! I've gone snowblind!
What's that?
Snowblind! Why didn't I realise before? We're in the Arctic, the snow isn't just going to go away.
Say that again?
Snowblind, man! I've gone bleeding snowblind!
Blind man? I've gone bleeding blind?
Let me look in your ears. My God! You've gone snow deaf!
But I can still hear you!
No, snow deaf!
But I can still hear you!
Snow deaf, man! Snow deaf! You've gone snow deaf,
you
old fruit!
You two stop shouting at each other! Do you want to cause an avalanche?
It's just all this snow is getting to us.
Just because that is getting to you doesn't mean that you should all lose your heads.
Say that again.
That it's getting to all of us.
Speak properly, man.
I am speaking properly.
God help me. I've gone snow deaf too.
It's just... Who would have thought that a little bit of... would drive you all so crazy?
No, he's gone snow mute.
I have not gone...
Snow deaf,
yes, you have.
Day 12. None of the crew are sleeping particularly well. Whenever rest can be caught, it's often light and ineffectual, and by its mere repetition, this is starting to take its toll on the crew.
Why don't we all take sleeping pills?
I don't think it's time to give up just yet, Wilson.
No, it'll help us all to relax and catch up on a night's sleep. Hopefully with 12 hours rest under our belts, we'll be all the more productive tomorrow.
Though I was reluctant to take the medication, I, like my fellow crew members, took the pill and settled down for a much-earned rest.
Sir! Wake up, sir! We've overslept!
Day 21. It seems we were more exhausted than first expected. In spite of the lie-in, tensions are running high and immune systems are running low. But I'm trying my best to keep conversations going.
Are you okay there, Evans?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Your face is a funny shade of blue.
It's fine, sir. Probably past in a minute, sir.
You need a good strong cup of tea in you, lad. That'll see you through.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, sir. But there might be a bit of a problem.
A problem? What sort of problem, Evans?
My fingers fell off 2 days ago, sir.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we'd run out of tea.
No, sir. We've still got plenty of tea.
Good, good man. The British Empire was built on tea.
Chinese, sir.
Sorry?
Tea's from China, sir.
Is it? My God, well, you learn something new every day.
Yes, sir.
What about cakes?
What about them?
Are they Chinese too?
Which ones?
Gingerbread.
No, that's not Chinese.
Good, good.
They're Armenian.
Armenian? Oh, my God, I ate that. Whatever happened to praying old English food for English people like,
Spaghetti Bolognese?
Like spaghetti bolognese.
That's Italian, sir.
Well, I never. Well, it was worth coming all this way, if only to find that out, wasn't it?
I guess so, sir.
Remind me to write that down next time we stop.
Yes, sir.
Tea. China. Well, I'll be... Day 24. Evans, bless his soul, refuses to admit he's unwell, but he's not been looking his best for a while now. We had to stop 3 times while erecting the camp so we could lie on the ground and wheeze for a bit.
Yes, I knew Shackleton. Ernest, Ernie we used to call him.
He knew a thing or two about the cold. He was my third officer on the Discovery expedition. We had to send him home early, health reasons. He wasn't a hardy sort like you, Evans, eh? Eh? I said he wasn't a hardy sort like you, was he? Hey, Evans? Hey, Evans? Hey, Wakey? Hey, what's up with Evans?
He's dead.
Really?
Yes. He died last night.
Did he? So he did. Was that my fault?
Not directly, sir.
Oh, right. What does one do in this sort of situation?
Well, a minute's silence is traditional.
Okay. That was about a minute, wasn't it?
Not quite, sir.
Shall we try that again?
Sorry, yes. Sorry, are we going from the top again, or are we starting where we left off?
From the top.
Okay. Sorry, have we started again?
Yes, we'd started, sir.
Well, it's very hard to tell.
When we're silent, we've started.
Okay. It is very hard to tell. Can someone say when we started?
We had already started.
Sorry, start again.
All right, I say when we're starting, okay?
Are you going to count us in?
What?
Are you going to count us in or are you just going
to
say go?
I was just going to say go!
Well, I think counting in is better. What does everyone else think? What's counting in? Counting
I don't
in?
Care.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, counting in it is.
All right, then. 3, 2...
Wait, are we going to go on one or are we going to go 3, 2, 1, then go?
We're going on one!
Okay, we're going on one.
Yes! We're going on one.
Good.
Everyone ready?
Yes.
3, 2...
Maybe we could all share some memories of Evans.
I'm going outside! What the hell am I doing here? My wife said, do you want to go to Marbella? I said, oh no. No, there are far too many touristy types there. I don't go on holiday to see other English people. What I wouldn't give to see another Englishman now.
Remember, Lawrence, it takes a smart man to know when to give up.
What? Who said that?
It was me.
Evans? Evans, you're alive.
No, Gov, I'm dead.
Yes, you're dead. So why are you here?
I just wanted to give you some advice before I go.
Yes? What is it?
Well, it was that thing before. You know about it? Taking a smart man...
to know when to give up?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's advice, is it?
Well, yeah. It might not make sense now, but it will in the future.
So you can see the future?
Well, no.
How do you know it'll be relevant, then?
Let's call it an educated guess.
Do you want me to pass on a message to your loved ones, Evans?
No, you're all right. I'll pass it on myself, Gov.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll probably be seeing them before you anyway.
Right you are.
I have to go now, Oates. But remember, it takes a smart man to know when to give up. It takes a smart man to know when to give up. It takes a smart...
Where are you going?
I'm fading into the distance.
Why?
Dramatic emphasis.
Are you going to heaven now?
No, I'm an atheist.
Oh. So where are you going to go?
Don't know. You say Marbella's supposed to be nice.
Oates, what are you doing? You'll catch your death.
I was just talking to Evans.
Evans? But Evans is in here.
No.
He's dead.
No. He's just here. What? Where did he go?
You'd better come inside, Oates.
I know, but he was just...
He was what?
Oh, nothing, Doc.
Come back inside.
Remember.
That was him.
Oates, close that door.
Yes, sir.
Day 29. We were finally drawing closer to the pole. Although energy levels remain low, we continue to coast forward, clinging to the knowledge that our quest will soon be over.
You excited, Bowers? We're going to be the first men to venture as far as the South Pole.
Yes, sir. Very excited.
Our names will go down in history.
Oh, it makes it all seem worth it, doesn't it?
You're correct there, Mr. Bowers.
I wish Evans was here to see this.
Let's not speak of Evans.
Oh, yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Then Captain Oates saw something in the distance.
What's that? on the horizon.
Looks like a building.
The thought of finding civilization at the pole had never occurred to us before.
No, it's a tent, sir.
Oh, that's not as good as a building, is it?
No, Captain, don't you see what tents at the South Pole means?
Gypsies?
No, it means someone was here before us.
It seemed someone had beaten us to it. The tent had long since been abandoned, and all that was inside were the remnants of a hot meal and a small handwritten note.
What does it say?
I don't know. It's written in a strange extraterrestrial language.
Let me see that. That's not alien. That's Norse.
And what's that?
It's Norwegian.
What does it say?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't speak Norwegian.
Beaten by a bunch of Norwegians. I can almost stand being beaten by another Englishman. But Norwegians. Those cheating Norwegians. They're used to snow. I can see them now.
I did not expect this journey to the South Pole to be so very easy.
Yes, your statement is correct. This expedition has been almost too easy.
I agree with the previous two statements.
I agree also. The ease in which we completed this task makes other attempts to reach this location look laughable.
Why did we not come to the South Pole before?
Because we didn't know how easy it would be.
Yes, it was very easy.
I have nothing more to add.
Nor do I.
I also have nothing to add.
I have grown tired of this conversation.
So have I.
I agree with the previous two statements.
Shall we do something else?
I would like to answer in the affirmative.
Toblerone, anyone?
That's from Switzerland.
I know. I have just come back from my holidays.
The discovery of the Norwegian camp has had a notable effect on the crew. To be honest, even I've started to go off this place. I also have a terrible feeling that this is going to be a very long walk home.
Norway! I mean Norway, it's not even a proper place!
Yes, sir.
I mean, what do they have in Norway? Nothing! Nothing at all!
So you keep saying, Captain!
But can anyone tell me what Norway's biggest export is? But something ridiculous like hand cream or something.
Yes, sir. We know, sir.
Have any of you lot been to Norway on holiday?
No, sir.
That's because there's nothing there. That's why they come to a place like this. This is the best thing they've ever seen. This is like the south of France to them.
Yes, sir.
Can you name me one musician or artist who come from Norway? No, that's because it's barren. It's barren there.
Edvard Grieg is Norwegian.
Who?
He's a composer.
Oh, right. Well, artists. You don't have any artists in Norway, do it? It's barren.
Edvard Munch is Norwegian.
And who's he?
I believe he did that painting of that chap screaming. I forget what it's called.
The Scream?
Yes, that's it.
I know how he feels.
He did that, did he?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I quite like that.
Yes, sir.
But what sort of name is Edvard? I mean, are all their men called Edvard? Oh. It's not a proper name. Edward. Edward, that's how it should be called.
Yes.
That's what they're called in England. There's many people where one of my best friends called Edward.
Yes, I think I've met him.
Not Edvard. Don't like anyone called Edvard.
I think it might be Monk, actually.
Day 32. I have little idea where we are, and no idea where we're going. I also have a terrible feeling that if the cold doesn't kill me, then Captain Oates probably will. Our relationship has never been great on the account of his ego, but recently things have become particularly strained.
Why are you always writing in that bloody book?
It's my diary.
What the hell is there to write in a diary day after day after day? Are we still lost? Yes. Is it still snowing? Yes. Am I still a dick? Yes.
Watch your mouth, Oates.
Or what?
Or
what? You'll write something rude in your diary?
Well, maybe I will.
You two keep it down. We're trying to sleep.
Who's in charge here?
That's a question I find myself asking quite a lot recently.
What's going on?
I'm in charge here. This is my expedition. It has my name in it. I'm Scott of the Antarctic.
So basically you're saying you're to blame.
But if you want to blame someone for ruining this trip, blame those sneaky, cheating bastard Norwegians.
No! It's not their fault we're freezing to death, having eaten nothing but snow and peanuts for a month.
They cheated!
No, they didn't. They won. And you know why they won? Because they were better than us.
They don't even speak English!
They were better than us. That's why people are going to remember their names and not ours.
Can't you two argue quietly?
No!
No! You know what? Evans was lucky. I wish I'd died first.
You know, I wish you had too.
I think you should both cool off.
You can knock it off too, Wilson. You know you're only here because your father's a mason.
Do you want to make your own way back, Oates?
Maybe I do.
You'll never make it alive, Oates.
Good.
What do you mean, good?
Come on now, we're all angry.
Takes a smart man to know when to give up.
You're not really going, are you, Lawrence?
Yes, I am.
Good.
I'm really leaving.
Well, go then.
I'm going.
Hurry up then.
Don't worry. I'll be gone soon and you can make some shit up in your diary.
You're not going to be in my diary. I'm putting that you died first. While we were still in England.
Put this in your diary, Captain. I'm going outside. And I might be some time.
He's probably not coming back, is he?
Probably not, no.
Do you think he's dead?
I reckon so, sir.
I didn't come out of that argument too well, did I?
No. I can't say you did.
May I be excused? I want to,
write your diary?
Yeah.
It was a heroic sacrifice. We knew poor Oates was walking to his death, and we tried to dissuade him. Really, we tried. Honestly, we all gave it a go, but it was mostly me. I really tried, I really, really tried, but he still went anyway, despite my dissuading. Day 40-something. I forget what. I see little point carrying on this book as a publishing deal seems further away than home right now. Little progress has been made in the past 3 days, as the weather's been brutal and Mr. Bauer's frostbite is worsening.
Do you think we should attempt moving again?
What's the weather like outside, Wilson?
I think it's clearing up a bit.
Did you, want to try leaving the camp today, sir?
Well, we can if you're feeling up to it, Bowers. If you're not, it's okay. No, I have things to do.
Well, I don't want to interrupt your plans.
Oh, no, no, not at all. There's nothing that can't wait for a bit.
I know, but if you do have plans, I don't want to rock the apple cart or anything.
I think the weather will be better tomorrow.
See? We may as well just wait till tomorrow.
OK, well, if you insist, but I was all up for leaving.
I know you were, sir. We all were.
Yes, but the weather will be better tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, we'll leave tomorrow.
First thing.
Well, maybe not first thing.
Not first thing, no.
Let's have a little lie-in.
Oh, yes. Great idea, sir.
We'll treat ourselves.
Yes. We deserve a lie-in.
Of course we do. We've got a big day ahead of us tomorrow.
Yes. We'll be leaving the tent. First thing.
After a lie-in.
First thing after a lie-in. Yes.
The weather will be better tomorrow.
Believe it or not, come the morning the weather seemed to have taken a change for the worse.
Do you chaps want to try it anyway?
Yes, yes, okay. Let's try that.
Okay. Let me get my boots on.
Do you mind if I don't join you? It's just the frostbite. It's been rather bad these past few days. And if I'm honest, I don't think I'm even able to stand up anymore. But you chaps go on without me.
Oh, no, I wouldn't dream of it.
We can't leave you behind, Bowers. I'll tell you what, give me a look at that frostbite and we'll see if we can make another attempt to leave tomorrow.
Yes, good idea, tomorrow. I think the weather will be clearer tomorrow.
No, please, just leave me here. Don't go down with this ship.
We're not leaving you behind.
We're a team.
Just go without me.
No, the doctor's right. We'll see what we can do about those feet of yours and attempt leaving tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. That's a great idea.
Yes, tomorrow.
Okay, only if you're both sure.
We're sure.
We're very sure.
We're very, very sure.
Though, I was ready to go.
I know you were. I was too.
I'd be out there now, braving the elements.
I know you would. I'd be there too, if it wasn't for Bowers.
But don't let me hold you back.
Shh, Bowers.
You should put that in your diary.
I will. I'll write it now.
Put, Dr. Wilson and I were going to brave the weather and leave camp. But because of Mr. Bower's frozen feet, they stayed behind.
They nobly stayed behind.
That's good. They nobly stayed behind to tend to their friend.
No one's making you stay.
Shush, Bowers.
In fact, I'd rather you two left.
Shh, Bowers, we're going tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
When the weather's better.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Things are getting worse out there. I think it's safe to assume that we'll be spending the last of our days in this tent.
Here, gentlemen, take this.
What's this for, sir?
Here, take a pencil.
Sir, I know you're trying to keep our minds active, but I'd rather not spend my final days playing word games.
This isn't a game. This is to write home.
Sir?
Write to your wives. Write to your mothers. Write to whoever you miss and to whomever will miss you. And bear in mind that the words that you write on this paper will become your legacy and will live on beyond your years.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And remember, gents, put a brave face on it.
Dear Agnes, having a lovely time in the Antarctic. Weather's a bit nippy, though. Brr. Just a quick note to say, don't save me any dinner. And it's probably best not to wait up for me either. Anyway, wish you were here. Love, Robbykins.
Are there any more peanuts?
No, Wilson. They're all gone.
All of them?
Afraid so. I didn't want to say anything, but I've been picking them out of my poo for the last 2 days.
I had my suspicions, Captain.
But it looks like this is the end, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Huddle closer, lads. Wilson, you know this is probably our final few hours.
Yes, sir.
I want you to call me Robert.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
What about me, sir? What can I call you?
Captain is fine.
Thank you, sir.
Is it me, or has it suddenly got warmer?
Oh, I've just wet myself, sir.
Oh, right.
Sorry, sir.
No, not at all. In fact, the blast of warm water was a welcome interruption.
I can see if I can do it again.
No, Mr. Bowers. Once is quite enough, and besides, sir, it's starting to get a bit clammy now.
Sorry, sir.
Are you okay, Wilson?
Quite, sir. But the end is drawing near.
Oates was right, you know.
Sir?
The Norwegians got here first because they were better than us. That's why people are going to remember their names and not ours.
What are their names, Captain?
I don't know, but I bear them no ill.
What was that?
It came from outside.
Do you think it's a rescue mission? Come to save us?
But no one knows we're here. We don't even know where we are.
There it is again.
Are we saved, sir?
It's getting louder, sir. It must be a rescue party.
What the?
What is it, sir?
Hello, lads. Have you been good boys this year?
It's Santa.
What?
Santa?
That's right. It's me, jolly old St. Nick. And look, I brought you presents.
Thanks, Santa. Wow. Thermal socks. I really needed some of those.
Oh, a new stethoscope, look.
Well, that's cold.
Hey, who's Danny Crumbo?
You are Santa.
But what are you doing in the South Pole?
I come here all the time. This is my kind of place. Ho, 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 ho,
really?
Ho. Yes, my boy. And look, I brought some of my friends too.
Captain Oates? Petty Officer Evans?
Yes, but they're not the only ones.
Is that?
Yes, that's Jesus.
And who's that with him?
That's Jimi Hendrix and Steve McQueen. You've probably not heard of them, but your great-grandchildren are going to love them.
And the others?
That's Gandhi, Paul Newman, Freddie Mercury, Judy Garland, Jimmy Stewart, Kirsty MacColl, Bill Hicks, Bob Hope, and Johnny Ramone.
Have you all come here to see me?
No.
No?
We're not here at all.
But I can see you.
Dying men see a lot of things.
Dying? So this is really my last few moments on Earth?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, God. I didn't think it would end like this. I don't want to go yet.
Can I give you some advice that a wise man once gave me?
Go on, then.
Know when to give up.
What sort of advice is that?
Which one of us knows the most about surviving in Arctic conditions?
Exactly. I feel a dreadful failure.
You were?
Yeah.
But you tried your best.
I did.
And here, I brought you a present.
Oh, thank you. It's a snow globe.
Well, you're really difficult to buy for.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho! Right then, team, who wants to go to Marbella?
Three!
This special podcast starred Gareth Owen Williams, Samuel Marlowe, Glenn Burton, and Lawrence Robinson. The music was composed and performed by Ed Field, and it was written, directed, and produced by Scott Kingsnorth. On behalf of all of us here at the Kingsnorth Lobotomy, Merry Christmas.